President Cyril Ramaphosa today has been addressing the African mining indaba at the Cape Town International Convention Center. The mining indaba taking place under the theme of unlocking African mining investment, stability, security and supply. And the president has been speaking about power, about Eskom, about all of that really that is facing the country at the moment. Have a listen to what he had to say.
The electricity crisis on its own has had a huge impact on the mining industry, as it has had on other industries. 6 months ago, we announced a National Energy Action Plan to improve the performance of our existing power stations and to add new generation capacity to the grid as quickly as possible.
New generation capacity and the impact of the mining industry. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, was listening to the president. Kevin, good afternoon to you. What else did President Ramaphosa have to say?
Good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, the president highlighted the importance of mining also playing a role in job creation and economic growth in the country. He, like Minister Gwede Mantashe yesterday, wooed investors here, saying that, look, we have this issue with regard to power generation. This is the extent of it, but this is what government is implementing, and these are the policies that we are implementing to address these issues. The president's speech was welcomed by André de Reiter, as well as the Minerals Council CEO, who spoke after the president's address. They discussed the extent of the country's energy crisis and energy generation in the country. They welcomed some of the announcements made by the president, but the president also spoke about sustained growth in the mining sector and how we should address the issue of energy, as we expected it would dominate discussions here, in to ensure that there's also growth in the mining sector. Just listen to what he said.
Mandy. We need to achieve a secure supply of electricity, because mining, as indeed many other industries, cannot function without electricity. Secondly, we need to accelerate economic reforms to improve the operating environment. Thirdly, we need to tackle illegal mining and damage to infrastructure, as well as other forms of criminality.
So, Kevin, the president there addressing head-on the issues that the mining industry is facing with unstable power supply in the country. What has the reaction been like from the mining industry to what the president's been saying?
Well, immediately after that, as I told you, Mandy, the Eskom CEO also took to the podium. It's back-to-back meetings and discussions taking place here at the mining in Daba. They welcome some of the initiatives announced by government, but simply saying that, look, this should have been done a couple of years ago. Since 1998, more capacity should have been added to the grid. They also spoke a bit about the outlook for 2023. André de Reiter, the outgoing CEO of Eskom, saying it's going to be tough, it's going to be difficult, but yeah, by 2024, we should be able to see a reduction in incidents of load shedding. The president also then spoke a bit about, you know, how many jobs are reliant on the sector and why it's so vitally important for the country to resolve the energy challenges that it has. So at least from that briefing that I was able to sit in on following the president's address, it appears as if his message and what he outlined from government's plans to also then purchase additional energy from neighboring countries and to further secure energy generation in the country, that has been met with some positivity.
Kevin, thank you very much for that. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, listening to President Cyril Ramaphosa addressing the mining indaba, speaking about issues of an unstable grid and supply as well. And just to remind you, a couple of minutes ago, Sekhonathi Mantshantsha sending out an alert about load shedding, saying the implementation of load shedding will remain at stage 4 during 4 p.m. to 5 a.m. and stage 3 at 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily until further notice. So it does pretty much look like we are just in inevitable, prolonged, ongoing load shedding for perpetuity.